Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The royalty, the scum of the earth, knows that they're your ancestral enemies. And they know that you are very instinctive and quick to learn that they're your enemies. And so they've got all the tabloids, which they predominantly own, yes, bad-mouthing themselves to make them a laughingstock joke. They've gone one step further than just taking down their banners and putting puppets in. And we're talking to Joan Vion last hour about the United Nations Global Straitjacket and how it's all run by the British royalty, who's really Germanic royalty, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, and they're inbred with the royalty of Spain, royalty of France, royalty of the Royal Dutch Netherlands. That's the main group. They're almost as those cousins are almost as powerful as Queen Elizabeth. Very powerful, very evil. A lot of dark power there. And that's who we're dealing with. That's who we're facing, this mafia, this hereditary mafia. They must be defeated. They must be smashed. Right now they're seizing our hospitals, our police departments, our highways. Everything's going under their control grid. The mass thieving is now starting to intensify, and we're going to fight them. Now, one way they're trying to desperately head us off of the pass is by taking our right to vote. And they know that we're incredibly gullible and can't believe we're being conned, but we've caught them red-handed from coast to coast, systematically engaging in election fraud by the companies, Diebold and others. Their own employees quit and say it's all a fraud, or it turns out that a Diebold vice president running the California elections is a convicted computer fraud felon, and he's caught manipulating that election. And then it's just, well, that's what they do. And, or you'll have polls where a pro-freedom candidate's going to win by 15 points, but magically Michael McCaul wins here in Austin over and over again. And now there's been a whole string of new examples, a really bad example out of Alaska. So Brad Freeman will join us from the Red Blog, who's really been tracking this and breaking a lot of major news stories, kind of a nexus point bringing all this info together, coming up after this quick break that's just a few minutes away. Then I want to we'll spend about 20 minutes with him. Then I want to go into a lot of the news we haven't covered yet today and just talk about the police state harassment that's taking place in and around this nation, how we're being bathed in tyranny right now, and how the Army, the recruiters are hiring criminals, and not just low-level criminals, dope dealers and things, but rapists, arsonists, armed robbers. Yes. In fact, I've told Paul Watson, because I saw this article in Salon Magazine, I said, go get all the old articles, you know, that people forgotten about, and let's write another one that really puts it all together. Let me tell you something. When the government openly starts recruiting crooks, hardcore, violent felons, aggravated felons, you know it's good. And you know it's criminal to stand up against the criminals, to submit to them. It's always a good sign when the government hires crooks to run everything. That's freedom, folks. Secret police, free speech zones, Patriot Act expansions, checkpoints, militarizing the police. Meanwhile, the government politicians everywhere stealing masses of money. That's freedom. It's always been corrupt, as a neocon told me last night. So what? We're still the good guys. Just, Alex, you think everything's bad. Well, yeah, I lived in Nazi Germany, and I was part of the general staff, and I knew what was going on. I think the Nazis were bad, yeah. You know, I think the Soviets were bad. I think that Nero was bad. I mean, of course it's bad. Yes, it's gone bad. It isn't just a good old boy corruption. It's gone real bad. We're all in danger. Okay, when the government can run giant white slavery rings and have lobbyists in Washington for the white slavers, and it can be in major newspapers, and nobody gets in trouble. We're in a lot of trouble when the president's announcing he's a dictator and has dictator powers. Well, that's the case. Why are you still on the air? Because we are fighting them, that's why. They're testing our response right now. This is in the 11th hour, toe-to-toe, okay, 12th round. Figure that out, folks. Everything we do now controls our destiny. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever. Not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, in the first hour, we had Paul Craig Roberts on, number 2 Department of Treasury, one of the the chief economist for Ronald Reagan, saying that Bush is trying to set up a dictatorship, is worse than Hitler, and what he openly says and does, and is totally criminal. Then we had Joan Vion, who was at the World Economic Forum, where they're openly calling for world government, world taxation. They own the Democrats and Republicans. The British royal family openly brags that they own it all. And the average person in the population has no idea this is even happening. And the elite realizes, though, that you could wake up, especially as they start robbing your pension funds, which they, again, in the IMF document says the first thing they're going to do is as soon as their police state's in place. That's what all this is for. All the don't protest, all the don't, it's so... You know, once Hillary's in and they pull this, they'll probably do it once a Democrat's in, or Bush may become emperor, I'm not sure. You know, then suddenly the Democrats will all love it, but the conservatives might demonstrate, and then you'll all get a year or more in prison under felonies for protesting. I'm not kidding. It's all just mainstream news. Just the end of freedom, and I'm not trying to be negative here. It's just the facts. And now Brad Friedman of bradblog.com, we have a link to it up on Infowars.com, we've had on several times in the past. He's dug up a lot of news stories himself, also kind of a nexus point, bringing in a lot of other mainstream media reports that he'll then go dig into. There's a plethora, a constellation, a flotilla, a squadron, an army, a legion. I mean, thousands of examples of election fraud nationwide by the companies. And they get caught red-handed, and then nothing happens to them. Their own employees quit and expose them. And we talked about that in the last segment. Now in Alaska, when people want a recount, they say, oh, no, that's proprietary. We own that. So So you see where these public-private partnerships are going. It's just total tyranny. Brad Friedman, thank you so much for joining us to give us details.
Hey, my pleasure, Alex. How are you doing?
I'm watching the end of the Republic and open oligarchy dictatorship being set up.
It's pretty scary the way things are moving, isn't it? Hey, before we get into it, I wanted to mention I was just at your site, linked on. You had a link to my article that you mentioned about Alaska and Diebold. Looks like it links instead to John Paul Paul Craig Roberts. Instead of the article that you meant to.
Well, we make quite a few mistakes. We're a motley crew here. We'll be sure and make sure that gets linked to the right place.
Well, you know what? I'm happy to have it linked to Paul Craig Roberts because I think he's terrific. So it's not a complete loss there.
No, it's not. But people can just go to Brad Blog and check it out there, bradblog.com. Brad, you cannot overstate how evil and how premeditated. I mean, the Diebold CEO said, I'm going to deliver all the votes in Ohio, and he did, and it showed it was fraud, that it doesn't matter.
Well, indeed, and he has now paid a certain price for that. He said that that he was committed to delivering the electoral vote of Ohio to George W. Bush, and in fact, the deal was done. It is pretty scary, and as you suggest, the privatization of our public vote is really at the bottom of this and the most terrifying, and I think that it's something that, you know, it actually does get media coverage. It gets media coverage locally in the various local jurisdictions, but the national coverage of this matter has been just horrendous. We saw just 2 weeks ago, finally, the Washington Post covered the extraordinary hack that occurred down in Leon County, Florida, a test hack of those machines down there found that they had a vote, a simple vote set up with a yes or no question. The question was, can Diebold machines be hacked through their memory cards? And it was a yes or no question, and six people voted no, two people voted yes, and when they printed out the results, what did they find? But seven people said yes, one person said no. The entire election result was flipped, at which time, and this was on Diebold optical scan voting equipment, at which time the election director down there said, we will never use Diebold in this county again. Other counties have since followed suit, but most alarming, of course, was the fact that there was not a trace of this hack. In fact, those two people who originally had voted yes were computer security professionals. One of them was a programmer from Finland by the name of Harry Hursti, and he had inserted some code onto one of the memory cards that enabled this election to be completely flipped without anybody noticing. And they went through all the procedures. They did the procedure prior to voting, that, you know, print out how many votes are there so far. And
well, flipping's always been their favorite. I mean, long before, back when it was just Scantron systems here in Austin, we'd catch them flip it, and the state board would say, yeah, this other person really won, but we're going to let the person that stole it have it.
Well, and not only that, I mean, this is a case now where you can't even catch them flipping it because there is no, you know, evidence left behind, at least when we have paper ballots. Yeah, of course, folks attempted to stuff the ballot box. They've been trying to game elections, you know, since we've had democracy. They've been trying to cheat elections. Now, with these electronic voting machines, it has just gotten exponentially easier for a single person to affect an entire election. And that hackdown in Leon County certainly shows that. And then the story you mentioned that I reported on up in Alaska, where the Democratic Party is actually trying to get at the information from the 2004 election. They still have questions about that election because it turns out that everything is now up for question as far as what really happened. They found in some jurisdictions they had more than 200% voter turnout. Now, I know that, you know, people have been trying to get voters to turn out, but I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah, you have a national average of 56%, but magically 100% vote, and then they all vote again.
Oh, exactly.
Vote early, vote often.
Right. Now, the biggest problem, now perhaps there is a computer glitch, as they like to say. Perhaps there's a perfectly reasonable
explanation. Yes, of course.
Well, yes, but what's troubling here is we can't find out that reasonable explanation because the deal that the Diebold company made with Alaska means that they cannot release that information, that those data files.
Listen, all the major roads in Texas have been given to a foreign Spanish company, and the courts have said, yeah, it's a deal, you've got to let it go. And they go, no, we're not going to let you know what the deal is with the state handing over the roads. So it's just, I love these public-private partnerships. It's just mafia.
It's really incredible, but, underscoring this particular point, is that this is the very root of our theoretical democracy. If we can't vote these guys out, then, we are screwed. Now, you may argue we're screwed anyway.
But voting is Al-Qaeda. Bin Laden wants us to vote, Bush says. So if you vote, you're with Al-Qaeda.
Well, there's nothing we can do once we privatize the vote, once we no longer have public access to this information. I mean, this is a scandal that underscores everything.
Hell, you and others are extreme. Why do you want there to be accountability? Why do you want it to be somewhat transparent? Why do you want to be able to verify it's not a fraud when they've been caught 100 times engaged in fraud? I mean, that's weird.
Yes.
I mean, that's weird.
I know. Transparency in our electoral democracy. I must be, they've called me a conspiracy theorist. They've called me a tinfoil hat wearer.
Diebold employees have gone public saying it's all a scam.
Indeed.
And yes, they're evil, too. They're evil, too, yeah.
Well, I have a source that I report on at BradBlog who is anonymous, a Diebold insider that I call Deep Throat, who actually explained the company line. And for years, this source worked with the company and they said, don't listen to people like Brad Friedman. He's just a conspiracy nut. Our machines are secure and everything else. Until my source ended up talking to one of the lead programmers of this Diebold voting software. And the lead programmer confirmed. He said, yeah, our security is garbage. And at that point, this person said, holy cow.
By the way, it's designed. Top computer programmers in the world in security and encryption have looked at it. They say it is designed to be remotely accessed. It's like my PC or something.
And there are indeed all kinds of access points like that. In fact, a branch of the Department of Homeland Security prior to the 2004 election actually put out a cyber alert warning on their website. It's been out there. It's been public since August 31, 2004, putting out this warning that there is an undocumented backdoor and that a single malicious user can, in effect, change the results of any Diebold election.
But see, they like that for plausible deniability, because every time they get caught, they go, somebody randomly got in and gave it to the establishment candidate.
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, because another way to look at it is not only did they warn people about it, they also told hackers about it. If you're interested, hey, here's how you hack into the system. I mean, it's an extraordinary moment in our time, and the fact that folks like me, as I mentioned, are regarded as conspiracy theorists despite the mountain of evidence, despite the GAO report that came out in October, and nobody reported on, not a
governmental accounting office. And for those that don't know, folks, just ignore what me and Brad are saying. Admitted fraud. Let's just ignore that. Should you be able to do a recount? Well, they say no. Recounts aren't allowed. Should you be able to there's a wireless hub into that. Well, who's dialing into the server while the election's going? Oh, we're not allowed to know. I mean, it is designed for fraud. They're behind the curtain doing stuff. People are losing who the polls show should be winning. It's never before happened. Now new things are happening, Brad.
Well, they are. I mean, and the GAO report came out and actually confirmed all of what I've been saying. They have confirmed that thousands of votes have been lost in recent elections due to these machines, that they're not secure. And then you have folks, elected officials, like Jan Brewer, for example, out of Arizona. She's the Secretary of State there. She recently had an announcement that she was, running for re-election again, and she had her little speech there that nobody usually notices, but some citizens actually showed up and made some noise and said, no, we don't want these Diebold machines in our state. And, of course, she was interviewed by the media afterwards, and she called them anarchists and conspiracy theorists because
yes.
they had an opinion.
Citizens involved. How can you imagine the evil?
I know.
They're almost as bad as Cindy Sheehan with a T-shirt.
Oh, boy. Don't get me started on that one.
Seize that woman. I want to get your take on that. And then I also want to talk about the good news. Diebold is imploding now because Humpty Dumpty can't be put back together again.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America today. In 25% of the cases, the first sign is sudden death. Cartavite has been helping people live as long as God intended us. Made from seven herbs, Cartavite is the purest form of oral chelation available today. Here's what one person has to say.
I was feeling chest pain from time to time. Shortness of breath. I don't have the tightness on my chest, and I don't have the shortness of breath no more. I tried all kinds of junk. It didn't do. The only thing that worked was your Cardiovite.
If you believe Cardiovite was made for you, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement, so call today, 1-877-928-8822.
Listen, people want money and power, and controlling a country will give them that. These corporations are not free market. They've just waded in and taken over the country. They own the Democrats and the Republicans. Bush is their little dictator. We're talking to Brad Friedman at bradblog.com. Brad, the good news is though, the Diebold's been having major problems. They can spout their propaganda, but the general public is learning the truth, and they're just one of the main offenders. There's a whole gaggle of these people, aren't there?
Yeah, there is. And Diebold has gotten the the lion's share of the notice, mostly because of their CEO, Wally O'Dell's statement that, you know, he was going to deliver the vote to George W. Bush. But in fact, all of these companies, for the most part, have fought to keep their source code for this software private, stating that it was a proprietary information and that the public is not allowed to see it.
But by the way, they haven't even, I mean, that's not even giving out their whole code. They won't let you look at anything. They say looking under the hood is that.
Exactly, and it was interesting because there was a law recently passed in North Carolina, which was very useful. North Carolina in 2004 had one county, Carteret County, that completely lost 4,500 votes on a single machine out there. And after having that experience, and they had to, you know, look at doing a revote and everything else, after that experience, the state of North Carolina passed laws that saying for electronic voting machines in North Carolina, we need to have the source code from all of the software from any of these machines. So if there is a problem, the source code can be in escrow and we can look at it. Now, Diebold just couldn't come around to giving their source code away. They came up with all kinds of reasons. They went to court. They did everything else. But they, you know, they fought it tooth and nail.
But Diebold's source code has been found online, and they admit that's their source code, and again, designed for fraud.
Well, I will leave that to you to decide because I don't know. I know that there is all kinds of problems.
Well, I mean, designed to have a bunch of back doors, so that's somebody to come to defraud it.
Well, either it's designed for fraud, or it's incredibly terrible software that can be defrauded in a number of ways, can be accessed in a number of ways.
Here's the clincher. Yep. They know it's got these quote problems, like Swiss cheese has holes, and so they keep it. They keep selling it. So now it's premeditated.
They keep that. Well, you're exactly right because they haven't really fixed the problem. And then whenever something comes out like that test I was talking about down in Leon County, Florida, they do everything but blame the software. Now they're blaming the elections director down there, Ion Sancho, for allowing this test to happen in the first place. In the end, by the way, they pulled out entirely from North Carolina because they just cannot turn over that source code. They were not able to beat it in court.
What about the Voter Assistance Act, where the feds pay to put all these systems in?
The Help America Vote Act. Yeah, well, what's really troubling about that I pointed out at bradblog.com is that the lead author of that bill is our good friend Bob Ney, Congressman Bob Ney from Ohio. He's been in the news lately, fingered by Abramoff and Michael Scanlon as being, well, completely corrupt. And as it turns out, the Diebold company has been paying his Bob Ney's old chief of staff, David DeStefano, to lobby Bob Ney for this Help America Vote Act. And that is, in fact, the one that is forcing, essentially, jurisdictions all around the country to put in these electronic voting machines under the pretense that they have to have one disabled accessible voting machine, voting device in every precinct. And that's what has opened the door for companies like ES&S and Diebold to put in their paperless, unaccountable, unsecure touchscreen voting machines.
Well, it's completely honest to just not let us look underneath the hood. I don't know what your problem is.
And yeah, I know. I don't know what I'm thinking. I should also add, by the way, that it turns out Diebold gave hundreds of thousands of dollars, apparently, to old Jack Abramoff's firm, Greenberg Traurig. And yet, Greenberg Traurig does not show up as a lobbyist for Diebold in the Congressional Lobbying Database. So, what did that money go for from Diebold to Jack Abramoff? What was it? What was done with it?
Well, I was talking to a neocon last night, and he said Abramoff's good. They said stealing and paying off and bribing's good.
I stand corrected. Whatever happened to that money, whatever they did with it, then I guess is a very good thing.
Well, I'm not kidding about that. I know people who will do anything to ignore what's happening. They'll go, yeah, Bush is allowed to torture children. I'm sure you heard about you saying they can torture children in the White House. And then neocons are actually defending that. Have you heard about that?
No, I have not heard about that specific case. But, I mean, we've seen this case after case. I mean, take this NSA spying matter, which I'm sure you're delighted about, that has now been relabeled, the terrorist surveillance program?
Oh, yeah.
So the phony argument being made that, we think that we should be able to spy on terrorists, so those who disagree with us can go to hell.
But it turns out that it's Governor Richardson and Colin Powell. That's who they're spying on.
Well, it very well may be, and that's what's so troubling about this.
Brad, come back real quick just on the other side and finish up any key points you need to make. We always love having you with us. And then I'm going to cover some important news and maybe even jam in a few calls. Stay with us. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Focused energy, I don't know about that, to fight is transferred into many, many Americans, me included, Alex, keep it up. And I get so many of those just praising me is why I've been reading a lot of them. You guys got to send me questions or comments, and then I'll read more of them. I mean, I love you to death, but I started this little Yahoo Instant Messenger, and I'm getting hundreds of them every day here on air, but most of it's just praising me. And I appreciate the praise, folks, but listen, I'm doing this for myself. I mean, I want to live in a free country, just like you're doing it for yourself. I mean, I'm just doing my duty, so is Brad Friedman. Brad, let me ask you a question. You know, when Democrats were involved in corruption, so many Democrats I knew didn't care or were in massive denial with Bill Clinton. Now, obviously, if Bill Clinton was bad, George Bush, you know, makes him look like a choir boy when it comes to just overt corruption. But I think that's more a sign of the times than just George Bush. When a Hillary Clinton gets in or somebody like that, and I guarantee you this will all continue. All of this is a corporate matter. It's all going to continue. It's the domination. It's bigger than some puppet. Are you going to be there fighting it and exposing it?
Well, I would like to think that I would be. I'm certainly no fan of Hillary Clinton. Now, the difference, though, that we're seeing and to the Clinton era is frankly, at least in my opinion, a type of corruption that is so broad, so widespread, so enormous that it's nothing like anything we've ever seen, in my opinion.
Well, everybody says that. I mean, everybody says that, including staunch conservatives. I mean, this, their entire policy is corruption. It's all they do is lie and steal and kill and just do every. I mean, it dwarfs everything ever seen.
And
it's like,
yeah, I'm sorry.
No. I mean, it's like Bush spending more than any president before him combined.
Exactly, and it's been institutionalized to the top, very top levels of government, and furthermore, the media is now complicit in it because they've turned on this. You know, you had mentioned Cindy Sheehan before. There is this ridiculous idea that they have somehow been able to sell, beginning with Fox News, really, this idea of fair and balanced. Now, fairness is one thing. Balanced is another thing. It's quite often nonsense, and it's pretty much made to level an unlevel playing field, as we saw very clearly yesterday in the Cindy Sheehan matter, where she was arrested and detained for hours.
4 hours, bruised up.
Yep.
And then we have this female Congress, a wife, this lady, saying that they made her leave. She yells at them. Then the Capitol Police say it didn't even happen. The whole thing's made up. But even if you believe the lie, they didn't arrest her. So, but the point is that now information is a protest. So, folks, you can be arrested if they decide it's a free speech zone for what's on your shirt.
Right, exactly. And, of course, we should note that last year, when all those Republicans dipped their fingers in purple ink and held that up as a statement in the State of the Union, that was not a problem. But the point is that with this congressman's wife, who, as you point out, was not detained, was not arrested, was politely asked to leave, and in fact she abused the cops, reportedly calling them idiots and everything else, which Cindy Sheehan did not do, the right has come out over the past 24 hours and they said, well, see, there's nothing here. They were both treated equally. They were both asked to leave the event.
No, she was arrested and charged with a crime, which they've now had to drop. They're the criminals.
Exactly. And this is the difference. So when you ask me about, will I go after Hillary Clinton in the same way, I will if it's deserved. But there's this notion that is coming out now that, they're all corrupt, and both Democrats and Republicans, and they're all no good. Well, that may be, but I think that these guys in office, in power right now,
are the wildest, most out of control ever seen.
They deserve special credit, special notice for what they're doing to this country right now.
Well, listen, I'm sure you've seen the new Patriot Act provisions from Harlan Specter, who's having hearings next week with Gonzalez, and Specter says, well, Bush may have dictatorial power. He may be above the Constitution. Yeah, I played a clip of him actually saying that, as if Specter can look at it and decide Bush is emperor. Bush is saying that if they don't reauthorize the Patriot Act, he will enforce it. Well, that's criminal. That's openly a felony, just like his spying is. And then on top of it, we now have them in the new Patriot Act, this Specter thing, where they, anytime they want, they can charge you with a felony for any information on your T-shirt or anything.
I know. I mean, it just absolutely blows your mind. And this is why, frankly, I was fighting so hard to keep Sam Alito off the court. It was because of the NSA spying and his coming out with this unitary executive theory that basically says if the president does it, it's legal, because he's the president. Look, I have not been, back in 2004, in November of 2004, had the Democrats fought for what was most likely theirs after the election, had they fought to make sure every damn vote was counted in Ohio, they likely would have found out that John Kerry won the presidency.
But, now, I mean, have you figured out yet, Brad, that Kerry was a ringer from the get-go?
Well, you know what? I'll leave that to you, because I'm not sure about that. You may very well be right, but I tend to not report stuff unless I have the evidence. That said,
cousins, skull and bones, winking at each other.
I understand. There's reasons to believe that, and I'll, you're free, and others are, to say that, and I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying I don't have that specific evidence to prove that. What I can tell you, though, is that when they rolled over and decided not to fight for what was rightfully theirs, they knew that anywhere from 2 to 4 Supreme Court seats would be opening up in that term. And they rolled over and didn't fight it and let things move forward anyway. So I have been loath to carry the Democrats' water for them at this point over Supreme Court nominations, talking about policy and everything else. But when we got to Alito, with this NSA spying thing right on us, and this guy saying the president can pretty much do whatever he damn pleases, that's when I had to jump in and say, no, enough is enough. I ain't doing this for the Democrats. I'm doing it at this point for the country. Those are the fights that I
Listen, I hear you and I agree with you. This is just nightmarish. And I'll tell conservatives what happens when Hillary gets in and has the precedent of imperial power. It's all very, very serious. And this is all a wake-up call for everybody. Look, I've been seeing the police state preparations for a long time, and I've seen the Democrats and the Republicans have these little theatrical chicken fights, WWF theatrical events, thespian events. But when it gets to the end of the day, they're in lockstep. And I'm glad that a lot of Democrats are finally starting to see that. But I really think that the elite are they may be considering carrying out terror attacks here in America and actually seating Bush as emperor. And a lot of people are saying that now. It's not just Alex Jones. We are in danger of Nazi Germany. And Ron Paul said on my show, Paul Craig Roberts has said on my show, that they may start putting us in camps. I mean, we may actually go to camps, folks. Halliburton's now going to run these domestic camps, Brad.
Well, yeah, exactly. And that's why guys like Paul Craig Roberts and Ron Paul, who are Republicans, it is so important that they speak out. Listen, remember, even back with the Democrats controlling the Congress back during Watergate, it was the Republicans stepping forward, your Barry Goldwaters and so forth, walking up Pennsylvania Avenue famously to tell Nixon it was time to step down. We need more Republicans at this point.
Do you think they're all just in an orgy at the trough? I know that's part of it, or are they afraid of Bush?
Who is that?
The Republicans.
I think that I think we have a combination. We have some who are feeding at that trough, your Tom DeLays and friends. And then you've got some honest brokers there who I think have been intimidated, have been scared to death.
How is Hastert getting away with the fact that it's in Vanity Fair and in the Village Voice that he's taking money from Abramoff? Totally criminal. I mean, where are the sirens? Where are the cops?
Oh, exactly. Well, because the media is not there. You get one article, like the Vanity Fair article, discussing the Sybil Edmonds stuff. And by the way, I hope to have more stuff on her and what she will be doing as things move forward, which will hopefully change the way things go. But in general, yeah, the media is not all over this as they should be. They're not digging into this.
Well, the old line dominant media is owned by the bomb makers, so they're not going to stop. Brad, I want to thank you for joining us. Bradblog.com. Godspeed.
Thank you, my friend. Always good to talk to you.
Always good to talk to you. Take care. A lot of different voices here on the air, and he's got a great site, does a lot of great work, a lot of contacts, so we have him on occasionally, and you can link through his website at Infowars.com. All right, we're not going to have time to take calls, maybe in the last segment, one or two. Let me just cover news now. House votes to extend the Patriot Act. Reuters, with time running out, the House of Representatives agreed on Wednesday to second brief extension of key provisions of the Anti-Terrorism USA Patriot Act, while lawmakers try to settle differences over civil liberties. President Bush cautioned the Senate that if they do not reauthorize it, he has the power to continue the operations under the Patriot Act. Folks, that is insane criminality. The executive implements the legislative. It's just, I mean, that's dictatorship, okay? 101, go take a college course on it. I mean, that's it right there. Continuing. Article out of Salon, recruits down Army granting waivers to criminals to boost numbers. It talks about drug dealers. When they get busted, the cops go, okay, you got to go join the Army. You know, that's kind of an old tradition where the kid gets caught stealing a chicken or a watermelon, you know, you got to go join the Army. But if it was serious stuff, no, you didn't do that. Folks, I'm digging up the articles to post them along with this where it's aggravated felons. I mean, The Washington Times 3 years ago had an article. I remember it was rapists, illegal aliens, armed robbers. And that's what Stalin did. It's what Hitler did. I mean, when the government starts hiring crooks, baby, you got a problem, a big one. We all got a problem. It's like every time you look at ESNS or you look at all these different companies, they're like run by felons and known coke dealers and mafiosos and... It's just every time I turn around, it's just they're a bunch of crooks. Don't you understand that? The mafia is taking America over, and they got fancy PR firms confusing everybody. George Bush isn't a Texan, folks. He doesn't even ride horses. He's from Kennebunkport, Maine. And I use that as just a simple example. It's all a facade. It's a facade. It'd be like if I dressed up like a woman to, you know, to sneak into a woman's company or something to steal something. You know, it'd be a costume, a fraud. But like if I dressed up like a cop to sneak in the police station. It's just none of it's real. It's all a joke. Frankly, most cowboys don't go around wearing cowboy hats to begin with, but that's a side issue, unless you're actually out riding the fence. Gold reaches 25-year high as oil gains renew inflation concerns, and gold rose to its highest level in 25 years, breaking a record of just a few weeks ago, to $573.20 an ounce. I mean, that is explosive. That is not a good sign for the dollar, boys and girls. U.S. Intel chief issues warning over Iran, but then went on to say that there's no evidence that they have a nuke yet, but they may. So, see, it sounds moderate. Well, everyone knows they don't have a nuke, so now it turns into they might have a nuke, but I don't think they have a nuke. And then there's another big ABC News article that is just total yellow journalism. You know, they love to go, nukes, nukes, the nuke crisis, dun, 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 tonight, the nuke crisis in Iran. General public, as shallow as a quarter-inch rain. I'm not being mean. I don't think we're even dumb. We're experts on trivia, not on important stuff. You know, all about the million little pieces and the Oprah scandal, but not about actual mafiosos running the government. And I've got the headline here in the stack, and the headline is nuclear test in Iran. Nuclear test. Oh, there's a nuclear test. And I knew before I clicked, I said, this is going to be some lie. And it just said there was a big explosion that went off at a military proving ground. And that's all they say. And they go, it could be a conventional explosive test in conjunction with an atomic weapons development, because they are jacketed in plastic explosives. So imagine next time, you know, the Army does a bomb test out, you know, the BATF has one in New Mexico. Next time they're out doing a bomb test or something, they must be building atom bombs. I mean, it's just, but it doesn't matter. The headline, nuke test. They know the general public is so shallow. I know I'll be arguing with, I haven't tuned in yet, but I know. In fact, I bet you can call in right now and tell me you already heard it today. See, they're testing nukes. I just know how they are. When I get off the air today, I'll tune in, guaranteed. I mean, no debating it. They will be on the air saying there was a nuke test. There wasn't a nuke test. Doesn't matter. They're removing the seals from the nuke. And the public's running around like, Meanwhile, China openly threatening to nuke 200 U.S. cities and saying we're targeted. If we get involved in anything they're doing, any other national interest, we will be nuked. And they have the technology to do it. They have the missiles aimed at us. And our government's, we love you, but Iran's 10 years from a bomb. Do they have a nuke? Not sure. A nuke test. I mean, it's just, how dumb. Do you like being laughed at? Do you like them treating you like a moron? Fitzgerald is saying that the White House destroyed the documents and emails, but it was an accident on the Valerie Plame issue. See, Fitzgerald's good. He's about to indict Cheney, and I'm an Easter Bunny. And I got criticized when I said that sounded like a fraud. And the people that put out the disinfo are still respected. Film and TV producers see torture as entertainment. Los Angeles Times, in the first hit film of the year, $4 million movie that's made hundreds of millions, screaming helpless young people are brutalized by power tools and blowtorches wielded with gleeful tormentors. And, of course, this is what the elite really do. They really do kidnap young people and children. They really do blow their heads off and kill them. And if an Italian news crew exposes it, they all get fired because it's rich Americans doing it. I mean, you didn't know that was on the Italian news a couple years ago? Oh, yeah. They like to torture toddlers to death, though. It isn't teenagers. And I've talked to friends that have gone to see this, not knowing what it was when it first came out, and they said they're in the audience and people are getting off on it, and everyone I talk to gets nauseated and leaves. It's just 2 hours of just blowtorching eyeballs out and torturing, and people in the audience going, see, because we're like a demon country, see, because we're demons now. See, we have a president's office that comes out and says they can torture children, and the neocons go on the radio and love it. And it goes on. One of the TV's most popular cable series ends its third season with a mutilation of a pre-operative transgender woman and severing of a plastic surgeon's finger. On the same show, a psychopath treats one of his kidnapped victims to extensive plastic surgery on her face and body without anesthesia. A principal character in a big-screen political thriller has his fingernails ripped out with pliers. The ransacking hero of another thriller is traumatized by electrodes attached to his genitals. Increasingly, producers of movies and TV series are bringing the pain to mainstream fare, highlighting sadism, torture, brutality, and human suffering, all in the name of entertainment. And the bad guys win, by the way, on these shows. The dark threat of torture employed as a tool of persuasion persuasion, a power demonstration, or just a cruel kick, has surfaced intermittently in pop culture. Marathon Man, Silence of the Lambs, Lethal Weapon, The Deer Hunter, Braveheart. Oh, I don't count the Braveheart. That's historical. That's just they kill him at the end. And Reservoir Dogs are among the popular, and it goes on and on. And so everyone's being bathed in this right now. And folks, imagine, I mean, the people are getting off on it. They like to go see it, and they're soft, weak people. They've never been in a fist fight. They've never been hit upside the head with a lead pipe. They've never been in a car wreck. They've never been in combat. They've never really felt pain. They've never even had children or loved anybody. They're just these little self-centered, little pampered, perfumed people with jewelry hanging off of them, going in and going, ooh, I like it. Ooh, look at him. It's entertainment. Look how he pulls that girl's eyeball out with pliers. And it's so real. And it's the elite doing it. Oh, I've got Times of London articles where they actually do that to young teenage girls, and they found a whole castle in Burgundy full of tortured people, and some of them were still alive, but the owners weren't prosecuted because they're elite. Oh, see, the movie's real, folks. That's what your elite do. And they're giving you their taste. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
A civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
is an instant message just came in, and the answer is no, I haven't heard of it. If you've got the hyperlink, send it to me, and we'll get it up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. Alex, have you heard the breaking news from the UK Channel 4? And this is unconfirmed, folks. Leaked transcript of Bush-Blair meeting before the invasion of Iraq discussed of provocateuring an attack with a spy plane and more. Again, getting the Iraqis to attack them. No, I wasn't aware of that, but I was aware of other documents where they wanted to do more of the low flyovers and bombings of low targets that weren't even needed using tornadoes, which are the planes that get shot down more often because they're low. Fighter bombers, and then as an excuse, oh, look, they shot down our planes. And that's the crazy, we're bombing them, even before the war, and if they shoot back, can you believe it? They shot back those criminals. You know, the globalists say they're about to nuke Iran. Jacques Chirac said that, so Iran says, well, we'll attack you back. But can you believe they said they'd fight back? How evil. Airline CEO, latest victim of airport Gestapo. Just when you thought the TSA screening horror stories couldn't get much more anathema to common sense, the latest victim of the little Hitler airport Gestapo proves otherwise. Let's brush aside the moment and the fact that Margaret Jackson, the CEO of a major airline company, and judge whether her appearance would set alarm bells ringing. A blonde-haired, bespeckled, suit-wearing Australian woman in her 50s, about as far away from Muhammad Atta as you can possibly imagine. Yet when the TSA, and they're going to be running your streets, already are, by the way, with the Viper teams, threw her bag last year at Los Angeles Airport, their discovery of aircraft diagrams got them salivating. Why have you got all this, one asked. I'm the chairman of an airline, she said. I'm the chairman of Qantas, replied Margaret. But you're a woman, replied the TSA goon. And so, along with the pregnant white women, we have a link to that, senators and four-year-old boys, Margaret, a woman who has officially opened airport runways, pictured below, became the latest airline terror threat to America. And Paul Watson's great article goes on from there. And that's what it's like. I mean, I've seen old men about to die. You're talking 90 years old with oxygen tanks with some foreigner, literally with a turban going, I'm going to be dead. In San Francisco, and the old guy's going, and he's trying to take his shoes off. I mean, it's just to train you how to be a slave. Okay, and then the terror threat isn't real to begin with, and it's wrong what happens to the Arabs. But there was that Boston Globe article where 90% of the people at the Boston airport were foreigners and half of them were illegal aliens. You gotta love it, folks. You gotta love it. It's all to train you how to be a slave, and we told you it'd go nationwide, not just in the train stations and the airports, and now it is. Maine Peace Group under federal surveillance, WLBZ TV Channel 2. And it says, just for protesting the war peacefully, they were spied on by the Pentagon. Now, Pentagon documents that are now released from HQ.com, and they're bragging that the Pentagon says, the brass says they're allowed to spy on us, so it's okay. It's like the head of the NSA saying the Fourth Amendment doesn't say probable cause, so they can, when the federal law and the Fourth Amendment says they can't. They just tell the troops they can, and the troops just go, okay, I can then. Here's another one, Big Brother in full effect at Super Bowl, one of the technology papers, and it says they're going to have the body scanning software there recording your naked body. So enjoy the, again, you want to go to Disney World, got to biometrically scan. Want to go to the Super Bowl, got to scan. It's all part of the slavery, all part of the enslavement. And here's the article, official, Army has authority to spy on Americans. And where's their authority? Why, the general says so. And President Bush says if they overturn the Patriot Act, he'll keep it in force. Well, he's got that power, I heard him say he did. Man, heaven help us. You see, to have a dictatorship, they've got to announce it. To have camps, they got to announce it. They're announcing it all. And if these murdering creatures detonate an A-bomb in America, it isn't Iran. I know it in my guts with all the data, and you know it too. You know who did it. So licking their boots isn't going to save you. You need to know who the terrorists are. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all. PrisonPlanet.tv. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.